views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So happy to be here today. Many thanks to one and all for tuning in. Benny, thank you so much for being at the helm today. So this is a special show for me as I am traveling this week, and I've had the pleasure of seeing the beauty of part of this amazing country through the Rockies of Colorado to the beautiful vistas of Wyoming, and am now in these soaring mountains of Utah. People I've been meeting all throughout my travels this week have been so delightful. Right now, I have the stunning view of my hotel parking lot. So not to worry, I will not be distracted over the next hour. I'm going to be doing readings on air all hour today. I'm going to do a three-card reading, tarot card reading, with the first card representing your current situation, the second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. As I look at tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious, with your unconscious on your side wanting you to be happy, there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. I do not see myself as a fortune teller, as I believe that messes with free will. Rather, I use tarot as a path for you to connect to your own power for optimal joy. In addition, today I am giving away two copies of the book, Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States by Jennifer Diamond, one to the first caller and one to the second caller. If you call trying to get the book and would also like to have a reading on air, just let Benny know. Normally we start readings later on in the show, but you know what? It's a new month, a new day. Why not get started right away? If you are feeling disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, or feeling stuck in a dilemma and just not sure what to do, we can look at everything through the lens of the tarot. So the phone lines are open now. The number to call is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already, just to honor the universal energy that's been put forth in your reading already, so the messages do not become redundant and superfluous. But that being said, I always love updates. If you are tuning in for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Just a little bit about who I am and my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. It is my belief that we are all surrounded by energy, and what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit. This can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back, so now they're only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. By doing this, they're using energy effectively. I kind of liken myself to a vocal coach. It's not my role to tell you whether or not you want to sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you, with all your glorious voice, to use your instrument effectively. Last year, I had the great honor of being named one of the top 50 psychics in the country. In the book I mentioned earlier, Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States by Jennifer Diamond. This is really a nifty book, as the author wrote it to provide a directory of top metaphysical practitioners of all specialties, from yours truly to numerologists, healers, medical intuitives, mediums, and much more, plus including people from coast to coast. When I was first contacted, I thought, how much money are they wanting from me in order to be listed? Almost as if reading my mind, or perhaps psychic, I was told that this was not that kind of directory and I could not pay my way into it, but rather each metaphysical practitioner was first recommended and then had to do a series of readings for panel members. I'm always saying on this show that you, as the ultimate consumer, decide what type of practitioner is best for you. So how great is it to have the whole gamut of options for you available in one book? My company, by the way, is Elite Tarot, which you can find at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60 to 75 minutes, and we go really in depth into what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your own power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy in whatever area of life has been temporarily halted. So I also offer a shorter 30-minute phone reading as well, where we look at fewer cards, yet sometimes it's just what's needed to provide that guidance, clarity, and insight that's needing when you're facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, a photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. You can book a reading directly on my site at www.elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com. In addition to individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, wedding receptions, you name it. Today, as I said though before, we're going to use a shorter reading, and it'll just be a three-card reading, but we really will be able to get into some depth as well. So before I begin readings, though, I thought I would share a tarot card that talks to the start of the summer months. With this being June 1st, what came to mind was the very first card in the tarot, which is the Fool. Here we are at the first of the month, the unofficial start of the summer season. And so what a great way to launch into the season than to take your proverbial leap of faith into a new chapter of your journey. With schedules changing, warmer days, summer vacations in place, this time of year provides the opportunity to launch into something that you have been putting off for whatever reason. In fact, they often call tarot the Fool's Journey, which is why it's the first card of the deck, as every journey starts with that leap of faith. In the Fool card, you see a youthful man wearing a very colorful tunic under a bright sunshine-filled sky. In his right hand, he carries a wand, which holds his belongings, which he flings over his shoulder. In his left hand, he's holding a white rose. By his side is his faithful companion and a playful white dog. In this card, it looks as if he does not have a care in the world. That's what he clearly feels from his perspective. From our view of the card, however, we can see that he is about to take a step off a pretty steep ledge of a cliff, or rather, the leap of faith. So often when I turn over this card in a reading, people might think that the card is saying that they're a fool. But I quickly assure folks that this is not called the Fool like, haha, you're a fool, but rather that in order to take the proverbial leap of faith, it requires adopting a bit of a fool mentality. If you talk with anyone, you know, who started a business, for example, they would say, if I know now, then what I know now, I'd have been a fool to do this. So often we can get so analytically hung up on the leap itself, which blocks movement, both literally as well as figuratively. We will often want to wait to launch our idea, project, passion, direction only after every possible step has been figured out ahead of time. Yet we often forget that we take our great brains with us after the leap to navigate the journey. There's often a feeling that others seem so confident with their leap of faith, which may make you doubt yours. Believe me, just because a person seems confident does not mean that they are. If you are taking a leap of faith and have the feeling, oh crap, what am I doing? Then I hereby dub you normal. So let's get to some tarot card readings. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. And I'll be shuffling the cards while chit-chatting with you. Then I will fan the cards face down in front of me and use my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand, to choose three cards face down on your behalf. As a reminder, the first card will represent your current situation. Second card represents something challenging or blocking you. And the third card will represent advice. I use the Rider-Waite deck, so if you don't have a deck handy, you can just look up the cards online. However, I will also describe them. I always like to start with a small disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor. A tarot card should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, these are just cards. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. I look at it as a visual representation of the little voice inside we are always overruling. We're saying, okay, little voice, tell me what you've got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. So let's get to the, well, actually, you know what? I'm looking at the time. Why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, we are getting right to calls. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature. Enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire. Allow more light with more ease and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit lynnmbrown.com.
You, yes, you,
can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking leaps of faith and doing readings, talking to you for day from the road in beautiful Utah. Today I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. So let's get right to calls. And so Linda, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hey, you, Abe.
Hello. Hi, Linda. How's everything going?
Actually, great.
Oh, I love it. Is there anything you have a particular question about, or would like a general reading?
I think general reading would be great. Would be perfect. I'm just curious.
All right, well, let's take a look here. So while you've been talking, I've been shuffling the cards, and now I'm just choosing three cards on your behalf. All right, this card is sticking in my finger, which is saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. All right, so the first card that I got is the Queen of Pentacles. Now, this is a beautiful card, and it's really almost like the quintessential den mother is the word that keeps coming up in my mind. First of all, I love when clients pull kings and queens in the core position because it really talks to your strength. And you are such a grounding presence. In this card, you have this beautiful queen in surrounded by this lush landscape, almost like Utah here where I am, and got the beautiful flowers overhead, and she's just in such a grounded position. So, you know, as such a strong person, sometimes you can often be so much focused on the needs of others, making sure everybody else has what they need, making sure that you are there as a place where people can go to either literally or just figuratively, where people can kind of turn to you. Sometimes this card can become almost like a blessing and a curse a little bit because, you know, there's an enjoyment of this position that you hold. And yet at the same time, it may make you sometimes hard to share your own kind of angst or anxieties or anything along that, because you don't want to take away from that role that not only you have adopted yourself, but also people have placed on you. Does that resonate?
It does. I actually sometimes wish people would open up a little more to me than they do.
Because it's, you get that enjoyment from being that grounding presence.
Yes, and I have I've made great choices and I've grown so much in life. I could care a lot.
Absolutely.
I do absolutely get that.
Absolutely. And, you know, also Pentacles can talk about career projects as well. And so it also kind of can talk to a mastery and almost a comfort level of being that kind of person who has learned so much and has experienced so much. But, you know, something challenging or blocking is also a pentacle, but it's actually the Ace of Pentacles. Now, in the Ace of Pentacles, aces tend to talk about beginnings. And so as a queen, where you're kind of in this place where you've achieved so much and all of that, it can be often a little bit unsettling to go in a new direction, to start something new. What's more, this is the Ace of Pentacles. And in this card, you're having a pentacle being presented from the universe, which means that it may not necessarily be something that you've kind of thought up of, that you've planned for, that you've created. It means opening that kind of peripheral third eye open to what gifts the universe are presenting to you, which can be a little bit unsettling because it's not, you're not able to have as much control. But ultimately, if you can allow those gifts to come to the surface, you know, I would say the universe can offer gifts, but it's up to you whether or not you accept them. This card is saying, I'm sorry?
I need to recognize it.
Exactly. You know, but a lot of times we get so focused on our own direction that we've kind of fed and watered, whereas here is something that it's being offered to the from the universe, which can lead to a door to another door. And that also can be a little bit unsettling from that queen perspective, because we want to go from point A to point B. And the Ace of Pentacles, which is something challenging or blocking you, is saying that, well, it may not be A to B, but we are starting in a new direction. We're starting a new project, starting a new job, starting a new something tangible. And it may not necessarily take the course that you have initially laid out inside. Ultimately, though, if you allow yourself to just go through those open doors, but honor any and every red flag you see, it can ultimately exceed your expectation. Does that make sense?
I think so. I'm not sure the new thing.
What the new thing is?
But yeah, no, I don't. I mean,
yeah, it's definitely... It's definitely here, you know, because I do have to honor the reading. But, you know, it's what's interesting is that in the Queen of Pentacles, she is looking down at the pentacle on her lap, whereas the Ace of Pentacles is a much larger pentacle and it's being presented from the universe. So what I would just ask you to do is just kind of allow yourself to look kind of at what maybe somebody is saying to you, what perhaps some idea that you've been thinking about pursuing, but you've kind of discounted, just because we want to, as you said yourself, you want to be able to embrace it. You want to be able to recognize it, I think, were the words that you used.
Yeah.
And that sometimes can be the problem, because here in the Queen, she's looking downward. And so she's not necessarily looking at what is being offered from the universe. But there is a new direction. But again, you know, I keep feeling, having this feeling that there's a door to another door, meaning that it's not a straight shot, but it's a stutter, whatever you call that, and kind of where you go one direction, then another direction, which ultimately can mean that you're going in this one thing and then you meet somebody who then directs you somewhere else or something along those lines. But there is that feeling of you're not done yet. And now we're just getting started in a whole new direction, which can be exciting, but it can also be a little bit anxiety for someone such as yourself who's already settled with that feeling.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm settled. I don't mind new directions. I've kind of done that. And what would be like boomerang, kind of not boomerang, ricochet.
I love it. You know, the advice card that came up was the Hierophant. Okay, now, this is one of what we call a major card, and it's card number 5, and 5s will often talk about making decisions and choices. And in the Hierophant, which in some decks is called the Pope, there's this feeling of you have these two individuals looking up at the stately Pope-like figure, as it is in many decks. And this is really in the advice position. It's about not being afraid to seek out guidance and direction from others. And again, that kind of goes counter to the Queen, because so often you want to be that, giving yourself that permission to go in a new direction. And no matter what, perhaps that you might think, oh, well, I can't be doing that, or, you know, or putting some other person's perspective of what your journey should look like. You are of all the strength in order to navigate this journey. And it's a really glorious reading because it really does talk about some yummy, goody new directions that are opening up. Just don't be afraid to ask for guidance and just own your journey.
Okay. Yay.
Yay. Go ahead.
Oh, actually, it's very exciting. Just like life is great, so I'll just continue with. This will open my eyes a little bit. I will lift up my chin from looking in my lap and look around.
I love it. And, you know, and it could be somebody says to you, you know, hey, have you ever thought about doing this? And allow yourself that journey. And so you can go through those open doors into something that where you can put your stamp onto that may not be as finished as. And so it needs your unique blueprint and your unique aspect towards making something beautiful. Linda, will you please keep us updated on where this Ace of Pentacles is leading you?
Well, sure. If you want to hear,
I'd love that. You know, we're all in this journey together. So I can't wait to hear where everything leads. I hope this has been helpful, and it was such a pleasure talking with you today.
Thank you, Eve. Thank you. I'm so glad to help.
Oh, I'm so glad you did too. We are going to take another break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Searching, looking for a sign, a message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Tune
in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio, featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book a reading over phone or Skype worldwide, or for an event nationwide, you can go to my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotE.com, or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. So let us get right back to readings. Katie. Katie, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm so glad you called. Is there anything you have a particular question about?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, let's take a look and see what we got here for you. I'm just been shuffling the cards, and now I'm just pulling three cards on your behalf. Oh, it's wanting something towards the back of the deck here. All right. I started going for the front of the deck, and I was like, nope. All right. So we start with also another super strong card, just like our last colors, and it's the Empress. Mm-hmm. Now, the Empress is very similar to Queen, but very different in many ways. This is number three in the major arcana, and you have this beautiful Empress, and she's kind of enjoying her lounging on her throne with tremendous growth all around her. Now, this she is also pregnant, and that doesn't necessarily mean literal, but when you think of a pregnancy, you think of something very personal that you create inside and that you feed and you water and you nurture it, you talk to it, and you allow it to grow and develop within. And while a pregnancy might want to take 1 month, it actually takes 9 months, meaning that it's not something that you can really rush. And if you do rush it, it's not often the best. At the same time, if you're actually pregnant and you stop eating, you know, and everything like that, then that also impacts it. So this is really a time of you kind of feeding, watering, and nurturing something perhaps that you've been wanting to develop, something that you're wanting to expand into, and allow it to grow with its own natural rhythm, which can be a little bit frustrating just because we want it to happen now.
Yeah,
I'm a type A control freak. 99% of my clients are type A control freaks, so I get it. But at the same time, this is really that exciting time where you can allow that thing to just really develop inside into ways that can exceed your expectation, but can also surprise you. Because at the time when you're going back to a pregnancy, while you're feeding, watering, nurturing, you still don't know what color eyes, what color hair. Allow some of that to just happen after it gets birthed. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, I think so.
Excellent. It's a really great time. But you know what? It's interesting because I just turned over the next card, and the card is the Justice card. Now, I have two things to say before I even get to kind of the interpretation. Well, I have one thing to say before I even get to an interpretation of this card. For the first two cards in this major cross, they're both major arcana. Now, in tarot, I don't know if you're familiar with tarot itself, but there are five suits, four minor and one major. The difference between majors and minors are almost like a weather front. If there were just minor cards, would mean if there's a storm coming, you want to make sure you got enough eggs, make sure you got enough milk, make sure your windows are rolled up. The major card would be the weather. So it's more pervasive. And so it's more like, who am I? Where am I going? As opposed to what actually tangible things am I doing? So when you have two major cards in this cross position, it really talks to this, like the next couple months of really being a more self-reflective time and not so much the actual doing of things, which can be maybe there's a desire to do things, but rather to give yourself that permission to kind of say, what's going on right now? Where do I want to be headed? Where do I want to be? What do I want this next chapter to stand for? What do I want it to be labeled, as opposed to feeling the urge to actually do something concrete? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Excellent. So the cross card, something challenging or blocking you, is the Justice card, which is card number 11. And what's really interesting is that both of these two cards, you have a regal, strong figure. But in the Empress, it's all about lounging and just in this beauty and growth. Whereas the Justice card, it's more austere. You have a person sitting on a throne, and in one hand is a sword representing action, analytical thought. In the other hand is the scale of justice, the scale of balance. Mm-hmm. For this card to be in the cross position, it's really about struggling with giving yourself permission to allow this growth of this idea, this dream, this direction that you want to go that's very personal to you, of giving yourself that permission to do it, to give yourself that self-justice, as opposed to taking care of others, doing things for others, rushing forward. Give yourself that permission and allow yourself that self-justice right now and say, what is it that you want? Where do you want to be? What are your key things that you're wanting going forward? Does that resonate? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Excellent.
I'm just not sure which way to go. That's the problem.
You know, and I love that you said that question because, you know, sometimes with a reading, it's super clear. All right. Yes. It's time to action. You need to go this way, that way, the other way, make a U-turn, stay put. Yes. And the fact that you're wanting to know, I'm not sure which way to go, it's that you're wanting this thing birthed in 1 month instead of nine. and again, I get it, understand it. Because the advice card here was the Three of Wands. And this is not an action card. This is a card about moving and letting your passions lead you, but it is really about taking this time to make sure that you are fully clear on what your needs are. One of the things I might recommend you do is make sure that you have written down on paper during this gestation time, shall we say, making sure that you put down on paper what qualities you are looking for, whether it be in career, love, anything, direction going forward, but without specifics. Travel, no travel, friendly people, you know, time to be myself, time with others. Put that down on paper. Note what goes down first. Perhaps what you write down may not be in your mind right now. It may not be the number one priority that you're thinking of, because that's information. What do you write down first? What do you not write down? All of that is information. Then, once it's written down, you're making a contract with the universe, and you're saying, okay, universe, now you do your job and give me the direction of where I need to go. Because if this reading had been in a different sort of reading, it would be, all right, Katie, you need to start moving forward, or you need to go in this direction. That's not coming up at all. It's more about being clear with yourself and not limiting your dreams going forward, and really allow for the full expansiveness of the universe to provide a direction that may not necessarily be what you have initially thought of, But as long as it is honoring your core non-negotiables that you have written down, then you just, as I said to the last caller, go through those open doors, but honor the red flags along the way. Making sure that you're asking yourself, what inspires me? What do my passions, where are my passions wanting me to lead me? Where do I want to, what direction do I want to be in? And not worrying at this point about the actual actions, but other than to say, I deserve to be able to go and embrace my dreams right now. And then let the universe do its job and the heavy lifting in providing that clear outlet. Because right now I have a feeling you're looking at closed doors and then saying, okay, how do I get those doors open? From a universe perspective, when there's closed doors, that's the universe saying either wait for a door that's open or just move on.
Okay.
And so, excellent. You know, allow that process to kind of develop. I just don't think from this reading that we're there yet in that action stage. It's more give yourself the permission to let your dreams be as big as the universe and not limit them in any way, shape, or form, because this is an exciting time and a really neat time of growth. But also, again, I keep feeling that word passion. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, very helpful. Yeah.
Oh, it's excellent.
My issue is that I'm impatient.
You know, I picked that up. And that's why it's saying this is not the time for action. Ideally, again, you always have free will. But again, just like that birth, even though I'm sure you'd want that birthed in 1 month, it takes nine. Give it that time to fully develop. Yeah. And it's for a much better and much more optimal outcome. Please keep us updated. Okay. It was such a pleasure to do a reading for you. And thank you so much for calling.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Well, we need to take one last quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper?
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salovia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class of the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit inspirednewage.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Treat the Body and Expand the Soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. Imagine 3 days in a hand-built log home nestled in the Cascade Mountain. Activate the collaboration between the body and spirit and allow the accelerated connection as one of the most powerful ways to light up your cells, honor the body's needs in this all-inclusive event. Visit lynnmbrown.com or call 206-931-7356. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking leaps of faith, doing readings today. Let's get to our next caller, Myra. Myra, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thanks so much for holding for so long.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you. Is there anything you have a question about?
I guess everything is going well for me. I just have a question about my love life, my marriage. How is it going? What can the tarot tell me?
Well, let's take a look on that. What I'm doing is I'm just fanning the cards out, and I'm pulling the three cards, and it's saying, no, not over there, over here. And now I'm pulling a card. Nope, saying nope. All right. So let's take a look and see what we got here. Okay, so starting with really nifty quirk cards here today. So the first card is the Page of Pentacles. And, you know, in terms of your marriage per se, it's kind of a tangential card because in this card, you've got this young boy and he's holding up this pentacle to the sky and the ground is fertile and he's just kind of trying to decide when to plant the seed and allow things to grow. But there's a hesitation to sort of move forth. You know, it's almost the reverse of the our last caller, Katie, where she wants to kind of move forward and the cards are like saying, hey, hold back, we're not ready yet. Whereas for you, you have the opposite situation where here, you know, there's this beautiful fertile landscape and it really doesn't matter whether he plants this pentacle on one over here, over there, somewhere behind the tree, because it doesn't matter as long as he plants it. And so there's something separate, almost tangential in terms of that marriage situation that the cards are kind of drawing the attention to, that perhaps there's been a hesitation in terms of launching an idea, launching something forth. And this is saying, you can't be so prepared for everything that in the sense that's the brain trying to sabotage movement forward and halting movement as you're trying to plan for everything in your mind before actually diving in. Is that, am I a crazy person? Is that making sense to some aspect for you? Okay, perfect.
Oh, yes.
Great. And, you know, and this is actually kind of reflected with the cross card, which is the moon. Now, the moon is card number 18 in the major arcana, and it really talks about you kind of being stuck and almost trapped between two very specific places. The first is the past. And in the past, you see this lobster trying to get onto shore. And that doesn't look positive, so we don't want to go that way. But the future is reflected in this card by this narrow winding path where you can't see where it's ultimately leading to. Well, that doesn't look too appetizing. And so then you've got these two kind of wolves on this grass in between and just kind of barking at the moon, because it's like, ooh, do I go backward? Do I go forward? Either one just looks a little bit ominous. The key here is that lobsters, as far as I know, they never actually make it onto the shore on their own. Wait a minute. Let me just check underneath the desk here. Nope, there's no lobster here. And so so the fear of the past, of it happening again, or that you're going backward, is not necessarily accurate. The other aspect to recognize is that the path forward, if you are focusing so much on the end result, on the so far down the road, that's going to block movement. That's going to sabotage movement forward. But rather just kind of look at where the path is going straight for the first few moments, and then you can shift, then you can turn, then you allow for that serendipity of movement and the detours, twists, and turns of your unique journey. Know that you take your brain with you to navigate the journey. So often, and I talked about this earlier in terms of the Fool card, because you really are in that position as well in terms of kind of going in this new direction. We want to just overanalyze everything before taking those steps forward. And that is actually blocking movement. Instead, don't forget, you've got this fantastic brain that can navigate all those journeys. What if you plant something in the ground and you realize, you know what, maybe it wasn't the right place? You can dig it up. You can move it around. You know, we can feed it some different kind of food. We can do it all different things. Your brain doesn't go on a vacation once movement starts. Does that make sense?
Yes, a lot of sense. Yes.
Excellent. The advice card is the Six of Cups. This is a beautiful card, and it really talks. You see this young boy and this young girl, and the boy is presenting the girl with a whole cup filled with flowers. And this is really all about making sure that, you know, this is talking about the marriage as well, is making sure that you are playing, making sure that you are both kind of tapping into that inner child and allowing that some of that joy and from that inner childlike joyful time, making sure you're giving each other what you need on that core level, which is different from adult level. Like, for example, when I'm feeling stuck or blocked, I go to Baskin Robbins. And even though the adult in me enjoys it, it's really for that inner child, that core kind of childlike need. But that actually is the fuel that gets me moving forward. Ask yourself and your husband, what is it that you need at that core level? And make sure that you're filling that need, recognizing again that that's different from adult needs going forward. But again, that's going to get you moving again, rather than blocked with adult over analytical, trying to dot all the I's and cross all the T's 25,000 times before doing anything. Asa, do you like flowers?
Yes.
Do you have flowers in your home?
Not at the moment, not one.
Okay. Why deny yourself? Go out to the supermarket. You can get flowers pretty darn easily. Give yourself those things, those little things that can make a world of difference. It's amazing how, I remember I had a client and I was doing a home visit, and she said she loved flowers. This card came up, and I'm looking around the room, not a single flower. I said, and so she emailed me later. She said, my house is filled now with flowers and I feel completely different. Give yourself that. Oh, don't deny those little things, because sometimes they can be just what you need. I hope this has been helpful. It's been such a pleasure talking with you today. Oh, I'm so glad. Please keep us updated. And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Oh my gosh, this hour has just shot by. I want to thank you all so much for tuning into our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. If you weren't able to get a reading today, call back next week, as I will be doing readings again all hour. Thank you so much, Benny, for running the show, and thank you to one and all for tuning in. I am so honored and grateful to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.